Cape Talk.
Talking Tech.
It is 19 minutes to 7, and welcome to this morning show with myself, Keno Cummies, and the team. Some of those issues you'd like to talk about, I'll give you a reminder about those. We'll talk tech first, but there are some things that you might want to talk about, like someone we told you about earlier who met the Dalai Lama for the first time and said, "Hi, Mr. Lama." But let's talk about tech. The one thing that drives the economy, not just nationally, but especially in the Western Cape, is tourism. And the one thing the Western Cape government's been talking about quite a bit is halal tourism. That's people who obviously eat halal foods visiting South Africa or any other country for that matter. It's a bit like, you know, if you're a vegetarian and you go to a place, you want to know where you can find the best vegetarian spaces. Same way, if you eat halal food, you want to know where you can find halal-friendly establishments. And that information is not readily available, well, until now. And there are lots of people who are non-Muslim who like eating halal food as well. So where do you find these awesome halal-friendly places? Well, thank heavens we've got someone called Dilshad Parker, owner of Hungry for Halal, and uses technology to tell you exactly where you need to go. So Dilshad joins you this morning. Great having you on the show, Dilshad.
Hi, Keno. It's great being on the show. Thank you.
It's wonderful having you on. So what did you do before you started getting Hungry for Halal?
Well, I actually come from a design background. I'm a graphic designer by profession.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working as a graphic designer in corporate for many years.
Okay.
Before I decided to go freelance. Mm. And at the same time, I started blogging about halal restaurants. And that's how I kind of slowly moved from the design space to the blogging and marketing space.
I mean, businesses are born a lot of the time out of finding solutions for certain challenges. So what is the challenge with halal in South Africa?
Okay, so first challenge is that there is not that much halal in terms of, especially in terms of fine dining establishments.
Okay.
You get a lot of the takeaways, fast food type of places. You get a lot of KFCs and Nando's and those type of fast food.
Like Golden Dish.
Yes. And of course, the very local community type of places like Golden Dish and Wembley.
Yeah.
And those you get a lot of. Fine dining is still a challenge. But another challenge is the information. It's about being able to find where are these restaurants that in fact are there. And especially when I started doing this, information was even harder to get information back then. I did start blogging quite a long time ago, and at that time it was purely just blogging for the sake of my own, doing it for myself. It wasn't a business. Mm-hmm. And how it started was that a bunch of friends and I were sitting around and saying that we just can't find information about where to go to find halal food. There was an explosion in the blogging scene at that time, and websites like Eat Out and Dining Out had started offering blogs about where to find restaurants. And one had to trawl through a lot of information to actually determine which of these restaurants that they're speaking about are, in fact, offering halal food.
Mm.
And I decided, well, you know, blogging isn't a difficult thing in terms of setting it up and getting started. And I decided that I would start blogging it myself because there was a need. If I was looking and my friends were looking, then surely a whole lot of other halal-seeking people were looking as well. So I started blogging about where to find halal food, basically.
So now you have a resource called Hungry for Halal. Now explain how that works and what it does.
So Hungry for Halal is an online platform accessible on your desktop or on your mobile. It works exactly like an app. You can find a halal restaurant, a halal guest house, a halal caterer, all kinds of halal resources on this platform. So if you, whether you're local, whether you are a tourist, whether you're from out of town, and you just want to find a fully halal place to go and eat at, it is very simple. You go onto the website, you determine where you want to find your place. You can search by area, you can search by the type of cuisine.
Yep.
And we're not only Cape Town based as well, it's national. So we've got listings in Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban.
Brilliant.
So you can actually go onto the website and find whatever halal restaurant you want to find anywhere in the country. Mm. And you can find information about pricing. It's a full review.
Okay.
All of the listings have full reviews.
What I also would like us to do, I mean, just, I don't know if you do that, but to break down the barriers. When, you know what, sometimes people say, why must I eat halal food? Man, if you like a Gatsby, for example, it's halal. There's great tasting food. You don't have to be Muslim to eat halal. And I think I think the way one actually positions this is to talk about great new adventurous food that people who are not even Muslim can try out. So we've been banging on about Golden Dish for the longest time, and we've been threatening to take one of our top fine dining chefs through to Athlone to try a Gatsby, for example, which he's not had. And I also think, you know, for when we position what halal food is, yes, of course, it's halal for a reason, but it doesn't make it something which is the domain of Muslim people only. It's something that everybody else should try because the food is just so delicious a lot of the time.
Absolutely, Kino. And I think there's also a bit of a misconception about halal. It's not a cuisine.
Yes. Exactly.
It's not a type of food. It's not spicy food or curry or, you know, absolutely any type of cuisine can be halal.
Exactly. That's why you were talking about fine dining, for example.
Yes, exactly, because it's got completely, it's quite international. If you really look at it, halal food is really international food.
But I think what I am saying is obviously halal relates to, for example, the way an animal is killed, for example. Now, if one can get into those technicalities, what I'm saying is within that space, there are lovely little niches for people to try out. So whether it's fine dining, etc. But we tend to, people love the spicy food. You know, when tourists come here, first thing they say is, we're told to go and try Gatsby. Now, Gatsby is not the beginning and end of halal, but it is one of those things that happens to be halal, by the way, that you can really enjoy. You know, you could find a nice, and that's the sort of thing that I'm talking about as well, to just lure other people in and to realize that, you know, if you're Christian and you eat halal food, you're not all of a sudden going to turn Muslim, for example.
No,
you know what I mean?
I think it's really about culture. It's
absolutely.
Really about culture. I think as a city, Cape Town itself offers such a specific type of cuisine. And then the halal or the Muslim experience is very specific in Cape Town as well. The Cape Malay experience is very specific to Cape Town itself. You won't find Cape Malay, even though it stems from Malaysia, you won't find Cape Malay cuisine anywhere else in the world.
So, Dilshit, we've got to wrap. But where do we find, you know, you've got a mobile app. I mean, not a mobile app. You've got a web app. So where do we find this?
So you'd go to visit hungryforhalal.co.za. And you can search to your heart's content for the content that you are looking for. That's hungryforhalal.co.za.
Wonderful stuff. Great. See, you can use technology these days to certainly point people in the right direction, deliciously so. Your time.